Canada and Jamaica established diplomatic relations in 1962. Over the years, Canada has been actively engaged with Jamaica on a broad range of issues, including security and defense cooperation, trade and investment links, and development. Canada is a key international partner for Jamaica in its efforts to fight crime and violence. Canadian High Commissioner to Jamaica, Sylvain Fabi, says both countries share a long history of cooperating in good governance and justice reform.
Over the course of this relationship, we've done some pretty good work together. And since the early 2000s, Canada has been providing support to the courts, the judiciary, and the Ministry of Justice for various justice reform initiatives.
Jamaica's justice sector has benefited from significant Canadian funding support, totaling over $4.25 billion over the past 16 years. Provided under the Global Affairs Canada Initiative, the money has mainly financed the justice sector's reform initiatives. The wide-ranging projects have been facilitated under the Justice Undertaking for Social Transformation JUST program. The JUST program seeks to reform Jamaica's justice system by making it more available, accessible, accountable, flexible, fair, and affordable in a timely, courteous, respectful, and competent manner for all citizens. Mr. Fabi says initiatives undertaken have resulted in significant changes to the Jamaican justice system. These initiatives include the development of a new governance framework for the administrative division of the Supreme Court, training of more than 100 judicial officials and court staff in case management and the use of statistics in court.
The development of a comprehensive reform action plan to guide investment in court and justice judicial reform. Acquisition of desktop computers, video conferencing systems, scanners, and other technological solutions for the court. And reforms to the filing system at the court registry and implementation of a new high-density filing system.
Notable among the most recent provisions is recruitment of a statistician to collate the number of documented criminal cases within the court system, which will be captured under statistics and data management system. This undertaking is expected to provide an accurate count as the ministry moves to address the high backlog of cases, estimated to be as many as 100,000. Another recent input is the provision of state-of-the-art equipment to the Attorney General, AG's Department and Supreme Court. A total of 25 new desktop and laptop computers, along with backup storage devices and a projector, were presented to the AG's Department. 15 desktop computers, along with a high-density server, data backup and storage, and firewall protection devices, were presented to the Supreme Court. The 15 computers are part of an overall 85 being provided, with the remaining 70 to be dispatched to parish courts across the island.
For the future, Canada's Department of Justice will continue to work with the Chief Justice and the Ministry of Justice of Jamaica on various reform initiatives, including criminal case management. Going forward, I expect bigger and better things to happen in the courts. Canada remains committed to supporting Jamaica in its reform goals and in ensuring that Jamaica has a more efficient and responsive justice system.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the acquisition of the equipment is consistent with the ministry's aggressive push to modernize Jamaica's court system in order to improve its overall efficiency.
The modernization of the court system cannot take place without the use of 21st century cutting-edge technology. And these computers will indeed go a very far way in helping our drive to provide first world standard of justice for all Jamaican citizens.
Attorney General Marlene Malahoo Fort has welcomed the provisions, noting that Jamaica's long-standing relationship with Canada has resulted in positive strides being recorded locally, particularly in the justice sector.
The donations are critical to our work. Greater efficiency will enable us to better serve the people, and efficiency in our systems will go a long way in reducing corruption, and that is something we're all concerned about.
Undertaken at a cost of 17.8 million Canadian dollars, the JUST program is being implemented by a management team comprising representatives from the Justice Reform Implementation Unit in the Justice Ministry, Canada's Department of Justice, the Canadian International Development Agency, United Nations Development Program, and non-governmental organizations.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.